On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU men's basketball team earlier this week knocked off Minnesota Duluth. We'll head to Augie and Wayne this weekend. David Berthien joining us. First off, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
You guys had said all along that this Duluth game that you guys had on Tuesday night was kind of a measuring stick to see exactly where you guys were. Safe to say you guys are happy with where you guys are right now?
Yeah, pretty happy that with our win last night. Proves what we can do and can put us in the top half of the league.
You guys beat them last year in January in their place and then kind of struggled the rest of the month. How can you ensure that doesn't happen again this year?
We just got to stay focused and stay hungry and keep practicing well and not be complacent.
You have the capabilities of scoring 15 to 20 a night. Ellisor does. Rongstead does. Tesdall does. A lot of guys do. Am I reading too much into this that you guys are a pretty darn good basketball team because you don't all have to have career nights in order to get a win?
Yeah, we're pretty deep. If one guy gets injured or gets hurt or anything like that, a lot of us can step up on the bench and come to play. That's what's nice about this team.
Having said that, Ellisor will score 20 a night. Watching him, are you glad that you don't have to defend him?
Yeah, well, I got to defend him in practice, so I know what it's like.
Does he have a weakness?
If there is one, I haven't found one yet. I don't know. We'll leave it for the other teams to find that, I guess.
You guys have certainly had a lot of success recruiting now in Arizona. How's the rest of the team kind of embraced these guys? And obviously, they've got a huge climate change to deal with first before they even deal with the team. But how have you guys kind of embraced them as teammates?
Yeah, we get along with them pretty well. They're a good group of guys, and they tend to recruit guys with similar personalities anyway. So they get along well, and they adjust to the climate pretty well, I think, too.
On the road this weekend, being on the road is always a lot more difficult than being at home. What's the key to a couple of victories in your mind?
We just have to stay focused and execute our game plan and make sure to take care of our stuff. And I think the rest will just fall in place.
What's a typical road trip like for you guys?
I don't know. It's pretty long. August is pretty far away, so the bus rides aren't very fun. But, we have a good time, and we just gotta. It all depends if we win or lose or not.
You guys will have a shoot-around beforehand, kind of get used to things. And during shoot-around, do you particularly know, all right, I'm going to have a decent night tonight, or that tonight might be a struggle?
I don't know. It kind of depends. Sometimes I shoot really well and then come up to the game and throw up air balls. But, it depends.
Are there gyms that you either see better or whatever that you end up shooting better?
I suppose there's a few of them. Like I think St. Cloud is pretty easy to shoot in, but all with the depth session where the basket is. But, I've never played in Augie before, so we'll see what happens, I guess.
Good luck.
Thank you very much.
For more information on the Beaver men's basketball team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is coming up next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.